Hello, fellow paranormal aficionados. I'm here to tell you about a podcast called The Castaways. Launched in October of last year, The Castaways is a podcast for all things paranormal, witchy, spooky, and mysterious. Hosted by my friends and lifelong best friends and psychic mediums from upstate New York, Sarah and Kelsey. Join them every other Thursday as they delve into topics surrounding the other side. Sarah is an interdisciplinary artist, having received her MFA alongside me last year, a musician, witch, and psychic medium who took courses with the Holistic Institute to hone her talents. Kelsey is also a psychic medium, a writer, librarian, and witch. Both have been practicing their mystic crafts for over 5 years, but they've had encounters with the paranormal their whole lives. So add in a touch of witchcraft, a dash of mediumship, and spine-chilling personal stories from two gals that know how to laugh at themselves. This podcast is definitely one worth checking out. You can find them wherever you listen to your podcasts, but their Instagram is the Castaways Pod, all one word. THECASTAWAYSPOD, The Castaways Pod. And on TikTok, they're The Castaways Pod. That's The_Castaways_Pod. Feel free to send in your spooky stories to them at thecastaways.pod@gmail.com to become part of their apparition coalition of fantastic listeners with their best hair-raising tales to tell. Happy haunting, and sit back and enjoy a little clip from their podcast now.
I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Sarah, and today we're finally covering mirrors and superstitions regarding this topic and the paranormal. This is a huge one for me, so I'm wicked excited to discuss this today, and I feel like it's come up in a few episodes too, so glad we're getting to it now. Ever since I was a really young kid, I just knew that there was something going on with mirrors. I have a few stories that I'm going to share today, too. Been keeping those in my back pocket, waiting for this episode. Kels, what's your experience, though, with mirrors? You know, just in general, you know? They're just so inextricably linked to the mysteries of the other side. So I'm curious if you've had any odd encounters with your own reflection.
Yeah. So not my reflection specifically, but I do have two odd encounters with mirrors. Mm-hmm. One which I'll get to a bit later in this episode, but the other experience was with the mirror that's hanging in our upstairs hallway. It has a gold oval frame with some pretty carved details around it, but it was my grandmother's mirror, and I think it's from, like, the 1930s, but she gave it to me before she passed. She was super, super linked to the paranormal, so I actually want to try using that mirror to communicate with her at some point. Mm. But my only experience with that mirror so far happened last year. It's hanging up right outside the doorway of my father's bedroom, and as I passed the mirror one night, I decided to turn my head and look at the reflection. I saw a black form in the bedroom just standing there, and it wasn't scary, but it was definitely startling. But I'm like 100% sure that it was my great-grandfather, my dad's dad. I always feel his energy in there. I guess he just specifically likes hanging out in my dad's bedroom for some reason. But I think that's who I saw in that mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that would make sense too. You know, sleep is when we're most vulnerable, I think, to mm-hmm. the other side. And he's the closest member to his bloodline in the house.
Yeah.
So that's probably just where he feels the most comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it would be wise to begin with the history of mirrors and origins of some of the superstitious beliefs that we all know.
So be sure to check out the Castaways podcast, available on all streaming platforms and on Instagram at @thecastawayspod and also on TikTok at @the_castaways_pod. Happy haunting and happy listening.